Anders Svano, and we're listening to Eddie the Monster, which I am learning is actually a tune dedicated to the giant skeletal mascot of Iron Maiden. So there you go. All right. Well, we welcome Tom Ferrella and Anders Svano here to talk about all the arts and literature laboratory jazz that's going on all the time. We want to talk particularly about this new series on Sundays, but Tom is here too because he's booking a lot of the stuff that's going on other days that are not Sunday, and there's a lot of great music there, and this seems to be the place for jazz these days, one of the main new ones at least. So let's start out talking to Anders about this Sunday new music series. It's you are leading it off, so tomorrow is the first one, and it's you and the double trio in a live recording session.
Correct.
But tell me a little bit about the history of this. I heard that this started with something that Roscoe Mitchell used to do, who, of course, played in the Art Ensemble of Chicago and Art Music Ensemble. Is that what they're called?
The Art Ensemble of Chicago.
Yeah,
and then he also
yeah.
had another group called The Note Factory that was kind of more his specific group. But yeah,
a legendary sax player.
Legendary saxophone player. He's done a million things for sure. Former Madisonian. He's actually moving back to Madison, I think in about a year. So it'll be good to have him back. He'll be back for the summer. So
great.
Looking forward to having him back in the community. He's a great guy, great spirit. As far as the genesis of the Sunday New Music Series, Roscoe had a concert series at the Ground Zero in the late 90s. And he would promote local players to come and play original music. It wasn't necessarily experimental or avant-garde, but it could be. And then he would play a few times a year. And I was part of that whole environment. And it was a little bit intimidating.
How old were you then?
It was 20 years ago. So I was in my 20s. So late 20s, 27, 28. And it was a little intimidating because if you wanted to get a gig there, you had to call Roscoe Mitchell at home and say, yeah, I'd like to, play a gig. And he was always very generous and very gracious and gave everybody a shot, which I really was appreciative of. And so I was part of a few of those series, and it was on a Sunday at 3 o'clock, which I thought was kind of an interesting time, Sunday, 3 to 5. And it was really well received. And I think Tom was also present at a few of those concerts, that we did for those few years. And then, once or twice a year, Roscoe would come out with local musicians and he would write a couple tunes and we'd perform his compositions, And so I kind of figured, heck, let's try something similar because it was such a well received thing and just give it a shot and see what happens. And I'll use my connections and the musicians that I know and play with and give them a call and see if they'd be interested in doing something similar. And
you're also looking for that nervous, talented, up-and-coming 20-something to give you a call at home and say, hey,
yeah,
Anders.
Exactly. Just keep the tradition. And again, I'm trying to focus on original music and focus on, keeping it, with no disrespect to Milwaukee or Chicago or the rest of the state, but really trying to keep it centered or focused on musicians from Madison, people that that we all know and love. So the first concert is February 25th, so on Sunday from 3 to 5, and it will be a double trio featuring myself. Jim Doherty is on trumpet. And Jim's played with a number of bands in town. He was the trumpet player for Mattisal, so he also plays with Fat Function as well. And then there's Henry Bame on bass, one of my good friends that we've played in a number of bands together. Brad Townsend is the other bass player. And then two drummers, Michael Brennis, who plays in a number of groups as well. We played together in Tomato Box maybe 20 years ago. And then Rodrigo Villanueva Conroy is the other drummer. So two trios. So it should be fun. We'll see.
Cool. All
we
right.
We had a rehearsal last night. Went really well.
A new series at the Arts and Literature Laboratory, which is at 2021 Winnebago Street. And those shows are on Sundays at 3 p.m. So maybe if you're not so much a night bug, but you want to get out and see some jazz, this is a great series for you.
Absolutely.
And let's ask Tom, what else is going on at Arts and Literature Laboratory around jazz? Now, is this booked just like as people are available and as times are available, or is this like kind of slotted into a series as well, the jazz performances there?
It's more of the former.
Mm-hmm.
You know, two of my worlds collided about 2 years ago, and one was having an affiliation with the Art Lit Lab from a visual artist standpoint, and secondly was a completely serendipitous meeting with Roscoe. And Roscoe now lives in California. Roscoe Mitchell lives in California, just happened to be back in town working on his home here, and a buddy of mine was doing the work. And through my buddy, Kevin Metz, I met Roscoe, and he called me the next day. I got one of those calls from Roscoe, which is a little bit intimidating because to me, being just a super fan, it's an extremely, he's an icon on every level. And he played there, and that was about 2 years ago. And ever since then, I mean, he just got the word out for us. And ever since then, this programming has absolutely exploded. So for 2 years, we've been booking things that I love, simple as that. And I am not an expert in this field in any means, but I do know what I like. And people have been just knocking on our doors to come and play.
Are they able to get paid is an interesting question, because they're knocking on your door. Is that part of it, or is it just like, hey, there's a room that'll let me play my sax?
We stand for our musicians getting paid, and we try to make that work on however we can. It's cash flowing right now, which allows Jolynn Rorta, who's the brainchild and the owner of the Art Lit Lab, to keep the lights on, the furnace on, that kind of thing. We are by no means flush with cash, and we're continuing to pound the pavement to make this sustainable. That's the ultimate goal, is we want this to be supported by the people. And then if it is, and it's not a top-down economic functioning thing, then it could potentially be sustainable. Because I've been in Madison 35 years. I've seen programming like this happen before. Like, example, what Roscoe was doing, what Scott Fields was doing, what Hana John Taylor did, Surrounded by Reality. There's been a lot of these things that have happened, but they eventually go away because it's a do-it-yourself culture. And we're trying to establish this as a long-running thing. And that's got to be, that. To me, that model can only happen if it's supported by the fans. And right now, we're getting great turnouts to our show. People are really catching on to this programming.
And the Arts and Literature Library does all kinds of things, but you are starting to tilt it towards, there's quite a lot of jazz here. Talk about some of the shows you're bringing in.
What you're looking at right now probably has 17 things booked on it, and it's absolutely mind-boggling to me that what's coming through the doors. And a lot of these cats are just young guys up and coming, but we have, for example, this Saturday, the quartet is a combination of two guys from the Netherlands and two gentlemen from Chicago. The next band includes Zach Brock on violin, who won a Grammy. Red Scarf is this wall of noise, sort of along the lines of like John Zorn's projects or Harriet Tubman, if you've heard that band. They're from China. Then we got Paul Dietrich, who's an amazing local trumpet player. And as we go down, there's Eddie Gomez. bass player for Bill Evans. I mean, it doesn't get more iconic or bigger than that. Micaiah McCraven, the drummer for Trio Mochilli, is getting incredible accolades for his last album. And of course, if I don't know if you would recognize Mars Williams. He's bringing in a drummer from Norway. And as we get down here, the really exciting thing, well, like that wasn't exciting mm-hmm. enough, Dave King, Reed Anderson, which is two-thirds of the Bad Plus, and then you got joined by Tim Byrne and Chris Speed. I mean, to me, that's just mind-boggling a jazz quartet. And a really exciting thing is Paul Nielsen Love is a drummer out of Norway who's already played for us. He's coming back, and he's bringing his 12-piece band. So that is clearly bigger than our space can have comfortably. So we're going to have that at the Wilmar Center. And so we're trying to expand and incorporate these bigger bands that have been knocking on our doors now and see if we can kind of float this thing in a little bit bigger performance space.
Yeah, and talk about the space that this is in for at Arts and Literature Laboratory. What are its advantages and disadvantages maybe besides it's a little small, which can be really nice and intimate.
We're doing this on a shoestring, and it's a gallery space. And, the mission behind the Art Lit Lab is to support the visual arts, the performing arts, and the literary arts. And I can tell you the jazz programming is absolutely brilliant. And not, to credit of me so much, it's a credit to a space that invites these people in because the talent is out there. The space is... we can get about 70 people in there, 50 or so can sit. It is a gallery space, so the walls are filled with art, and it's beautifully lit. The sound, for some reason, it's a combination of cement floors and wood floors with high wood ceilings. Everybody talks about the sound being really beautiful in there, and I can't tell you exactly why that is, but we were just surprised and excited that that is the case.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Anders, you're recording a live piece on this Sunday there, so you must like the acoustics in there.
Definitely. It's got kind of a drop ceiling, I think, where the musicians are, so it sort of has a natural sort of refraction, sound refraction coming off the ceiling, so you can really hear yourself quite well. So
the ceiling expands as you go further back,
right.
And there's something going on there.
So. And you've got a jazz fest coming up there?
Right, that's on May 4th, right, Tom?
Right, and I am completely ripping off the Bayview Jazz Fest idea. I've talked to Jamie Brewick, who runs that out of Milwaukee. They're going on their fifth year, and I've been in contact with him. It's a neighborhood fest, and our festival will be in Shanks Corners. The idea is that it's going to really showcase the local musicians, and as I've learning more and more about jazz as I'm going through this, I'm finding out that the local musicians, I've known some of them, but I'm discovering that there's a deep well of amazing talent here. And these guys and gals are the people I'm interested in are the jazz musicians who are more progressive, who are writing original music, coming up with really interesting arrangements like Anders is talking about playing with two drummers and two bassists, that kind of thing. Original music, progressive, avant-garde, free, whatever adjective you want to use to describe this music. And those are the people I want to really work with. And the local musicians have the people that are working in that level, like Anders, Paul Dietrich, Major Vistas. These are the guys that are really embracing this space because we're just in the same wavelength on that.
It's similar to the old Isthmus Jazz Festival in the 90s.
Right? Where it was local musicians doing their thing.
It was all at the Civic Center.
Yep.
There were, five or six different spots that people could go.
They'd get a couple of kind of big, outside the area names to anchor it, but a lot of local musicians.
A lot of local musicians, and it was all about, let's see, next year maybe I can play in the Oscar Mayer Theater if we really, present
hit
something.
The big time.
Present something amazing. I mean, that was the carrot,
yeah.
for all of us. And I really feel that time was special. So I think Tom's also trying to recreate a little bit of that.
Is that something? So this is a can of worms to ask with about a minute left in our interview, but would you like to be able to move into some overture spaces? Because they typically do, for jazz, they do really big shows a few a year, and I don't know how much more goes on there.
One of the things that started this project was my personal frustration that Madison has lost its footing with jazz programming. Now, there are things happening in a jazz way, but not to the degree I wanted to see. And I travel extensively to listen to music. So I think there was a niche here. And it has been filled over the years, but it waxes and wanes. And so just, really, we just opened the doors and major, major cats are coming through. And the more I mine this area, I'm finding there's incredible talent in our neighborhood. And I just want Madison to be a jazz town. I don't care if it's us, if it's Hana with his Cafe Coda, or the North Street Cabaret, or the Madison Jazz
and
Consortium.
And if there's an appetite for it and there's people to listen, it'll be an overture too. And they're up next. We've got an overture guest next, so they're probably listening. So
we want.
I've seen Tito Puente there. They got some great jazz at overture.
Yeah. But, are you kidding me? Dave Holland and Brad Meldow, VJ Iyer have played there, or at the Union. I want it to be a jazz town. I want everybody to succeed on this level. I want people like Roscoe Mitchell moving back into town because, wow, there's a scene here. He can play 2-3 nights a week with great, talented musicians. And we
have just got a little bit of time. He's back in the summer, right? So let's get this jazz scene in high gear for Roscoe Mitchell and everybody else. Well, that's about the end of our time. So let's let people know where they can see. We didn't give a lot of dates on these shows, just kind of whet people's appetite for all these great musicians coming to town
website.
Basically between now and June. Yeah, how do they do that?
Artlitlab.org.
And also, it's nice to see that it's partially sponsored by Doban. So, you know, that'd probably be nice, too, to get more businesses involved. But there's a great local one making some of this happen. So
yes.
That's going to be a piece of it, too.
Yes. Thanks,
Rajan. If anybody wants a sponsor.